Shog joins us fresh off a nap, most likely. Shogger, how you doing?
Fresh off a walk, actually. A little exorcise.
Wow. I didn't even know you knew how to pronounce that word. Good for you.
Yeah. Well, you know, coming around.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, you know, got to keep young, Rashog. You want to take the pounds off, not add them.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you did just turn a year older, so it gets harder every year you get older.
I know.
So get on it.
I gotta get the beach body ready for the summer, right?
Yeah. So. Right now, you're just going with the dad bod, right?
I'm looking for like a hybrid. I just want to have a hybrid body, like somewhere between a beach body and a dad body, kind of that middle ground, you know?
Oh yeah, sure.
Either way, I'm gonna have really skinny legs, but it's kind of what the rest of you looks like.
Yeah,
right?
But if they're muscular, then that's all that matters, right?
Yeah. Well, and I don't know how muscular they'll be. Mm-hmm. I think the skinny legs, and then just hopefully not too pear shaped.
Yeah, and no muffin top either. That's
we all gotta have fitness goals, right?
That's true. It's very true. So I'm discussing the emotional versus rational side that we all deal with every day, but for sports fans and then for the orders, you know, you've got the rational side of buying out Nikita Nikitin versus the emotional side of buying out Nikita Nikitin. Which one would you go for?
Oh, very good question. See, the problem with the question is we don't know what other options are there and what other triggers are there to be pulled to, you know, for fixes, because buying them out creates a problem. The problem is the Oilers don't have enough actual NHL defensemen. And while he's a borderline NHL defenseman who makes second pairing money, they actually don't have a glut of NHL defensemen. So are they prepared to have Brandon Davidson come in and play, or, you know, David Musil, or one of these other young, or say Marincin's ready to just be full-time in the National Hockey League. So, It kind of depends on how many defensemen they can add via trade or free agency. If the answer is none, then no, you can't buy them out. If the answer is one, maybe two, then yeah, you might be able to. So really, it depends on the bullets and the gun and the trigger that's about to be pulled. So let's say they add one good NHL caliber defenseman, then I think that would probably give them the wiggle room they needed to buy them out.
And so would you be for a buyout, or rather keep him, and if you have to bury him in the minors, you bury him in the minors? Or maybe you pray that another team would take him and you eat half the salary for a year, just so when next season, next summer, July 1st begins, you're going into your new rink, you've got all of your cap space, you don't have $1.5 million of dead space.
Yeah, that's the issue, is the dead space. So if you can work out a deal where someone will eat part of his contract and you move him, then that would probably be the best plan, rather than buying them out and having them hanging around your cap. So yeah, that would be priority number one. But I mean, you know, so do you pay them full salary to sit in the minors and not play for your team, or do you take, you know, how much can they retain? Half?
Yes.
They can retain half. So see if you can convince somebody to do that. Someone will, I would think. At half his contract, I think someone would need him. So maybe that's the best option.
What would, like, to me, I don't see at this point any rational or emotional reason to buy out Andrew Ferentz. I understand people are frustrated with him, and it's almost like they're mad because he's the captain, for goodness sakes, but it doesn't make any sense to me.
No. Are people suggesting that would be a good idea at this point?
Well, it's been brought up by many people that a buyout, like, the three candidates have been Purcell, Nikitin, and Ferentz, and I don't even understand why Ferentz is mentioned, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't think Ferentz should be on that list. Like, I mean, we could debate for an entire show whether it's the right thing to do to have him continue as the team's captain, given where, you know, if their blue line does improve like they are hoping that it will, you know, maybe it won't make sense for him to remain the captain because he'll be in a fight every night for ice time, and that's the way it should be. So I think that's an open, fair discussion, but to just buy him out and throw him on the scrap heap, I think Andrew Ferentz still has some game in him. I think he can still play in the league. It's just where he's placed in your lineup. It has to make sense. He's a good third pairing defenseman, for sure he is. And they had to pay a lot of money to get him on a longer term deal, and that's what they had to do in free agency. I mean, that's what happens in free agency. You know you have to overpay in free agency, so then 2 years later you're just buying guys out when you knew you did that deal with your eyes wide open. So it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. Well, a different GM did that deal, of course, right? You always wonder. But sure. But Chiarelli also was the guy who acquired Andrew Ferentz in the middle of the 2006-2007 season, right? Yep. So I think he knows what Ferentz is capable of on and off the ice, I would think.
He does. And he's also the general manager who decided not to re-sign him when Andrew desperately wanted to stay in Boston. So he's moved on from this player before. So he's kind of been on both sides of it. He's brought him in and he's let him move on. I think that there's a spot for Ferentz. I think he's still a reasonably important player in that locker room. I think another season as captain won't be the end of the world. And I think people need to just, you know, I mean, not every lineup is filled top to bottom with guys on the perfect contract that fit the perfect role, the perfect team, and the perfect situation. Sometimes there's going to be a bit of an uncomfortable or an odd fit here and there, but you need to ice an NHL team with NHL players on it. So he's one of those guys that, sure, he makes too much money to play in the third pairing. If they're better, he should be in the third pairing. But lots of teams have guys like that.
Yeah. No, 100%. Everybody's going to have one. And the Oilers are in a pretty friendly cap situation for the next few seasons. And it's a matter of you know, how they juggle it. Obviously, it'll be a matter of how certain guys like Klefbom and Nurse and Draisaitl, how they develop. And, you know, McDavid, I think we all can expect, is going to develop rather nicely and probably be in for a big payday after his entry-level deal is up. The other ones will depend on their play. And then the Oilers don't have a lot of guys who I think are up for big extensions in the next 3 years, other than, I guess, Oscar Klefbom.
Yeah, Klefbom will get done. My guess is that sometime in the next 12 months, there'll be a six-year deal on the table for Oscar Klefbom, at least. I think they'll view this guy. I don't think they'll do a bridge with him. I think they'll look to lock him up long-term and get it done. Now, it's a little different with Chiarelli. We'll see. We'll see what his tact is. But I know how the organization outside of Chiarelli feels about the player. And I think Klefbom will take another step forward this year. I don't view him as a guy who is going to take a step back from where he was. I think he's going to improve even more. So, you know, I could see a six-year, $26 million deal for Oscar Klefbom.
How long?
Down the road. Six years, $4.5 million per year, which, did I do the math right?
If it's 4.5, it's 27.
27, yeah. I could see something in that range.
Well, yeah, that's like a Victor Hedman deal is what you're talking.
Yeah. What did Brodin get? Or what did Josi get?
It's basically what, Josi got $4 mil, right?
Yeah.
And I bring up Victor Hedman only because, you know, his second deal was, you know, a very good deal, a big raise for him. And Tampa has him for a few more years at $4.5 million, right, before he gets a raise, which is great. And actually, sorry, Hedman's at $4 million, not even at 4.5, my bad.
Yeah. Now that deal was done a number of years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
2-3 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, and Brodin has a 4.1. Was his second contract. His was a 6-year deal, and he's starting the second year.
Yeah. So I mean, I would say anywhere from that 24.5 to $26 million range, maybe 27 on the outside. That would kind of be the type of contract. You can look at those guys, and that's probably the kind of deal that they want. Now, Klefbom hasn't played enough games yet. He needs to play some more games. And really, that's what I think Chiarelli – I think the plan was to get him signed this offseason. I don't know if that's still the plan under Chiarelli. So I think he may want to get to know the player, look at him a little bit more before, and sign him in the offseason next year. The problem is, if he takes a significant step forward this year, and he could, now you might be looking at $30 million. To get that same contract done. So there's benefit to getting the deal done now before he even takes another big step forward. But the problem is Chiarelli doesn't know the player as well as he probably needs to do that kind of deal. So now he's talking to, you know, to Mackey, and he's talking to other people in the organization. So it's a tricky position where you can get your best deal done now, but how confident are you in a guy that has he played 100 games yet? I don't think so.
I said it before. I would have if Klefbom would do it, I'd do a 6-year deal at four and a half right away at 4.25. Yep. I'd have no issue with it. I think I watch how he plays. I look at his size and strength and everything else, his skating ability, and I don't see any reason why he just doesn't improve. And the fact that you put in I don't underestimate the Swedish factor in a lot of those guys. And, you know, he talked openly, it takes some time to adjust coming over to the North American game. It's a big difference.
Yeah, no, it is. And Oscar doesn't have that many games. So I think for him to have improved as much as he did at the second half of last season and to have been as important a player as he was, he's going to step right in into that situation again. And he'll play top pairing minutes in this upcoming year. I don't know who he'll play with, and that has a lot to do with his development. I mean, if they can get a veteran guy in there that stands next to him, a guy that's got some years in the league, and Oscar can just be the younger up-and-comer on the pairing instead of having to carry the pairing, that makes a big difference for his development. And if I were the Oilers, I would be looking to get somebody that can really be that guy. Now, you know, I don't know that it's Mark Fain, but that veteran defenseman that can insulate the kid.
You're not very high on Fain, are you?
No, I do like his game. Like he serves a purpose, and I think if Mark Fain is your fourth best defenseman, you know, having to fight to stay in that second pairing, you're probably in reasonably good shape. But I don't like him in a top pairing shutdown role. I don't know that he's cut out for that when you get real deep and against the, you know, the real big, real good teams. I like the player. I don't like him on a top pairing.
Oh, well, I mean, neither. I look at Mark Fain, and on a good team, I don't see any reason why he couldn't be a Johnny Oduya type player.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Johnny Oduya is the fourth best defenseman on that team.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and nothing wrong with that. Exactly. And that's what Fain's kind of paid as too, right? That's
absolutely.
The good thing.
There's nothing wrong with that. A 4/5 and. But that's not what he is on this team. So, again, they need to get better. We all know it. As they do, guys will naturally slide into the spots they're supposed to be in. And that will include Fain.
Yeah. Todd Nelson signs with Grand Rapids. Not a surprise at all. I've been saying once McClellan got the job, I said I didn't expect Nelson back. He told me he wants to be a head coach and feels the best way to do that is to be a head coach. Do you consider this a big loss to the organization? How do you view this?
I do view it a big loss to the organization. I really do. This is a person who developed really strong relationships with a lot of the core players on this team and a lot of the upcoming young players on this team. Had a real vast knowledge of each guy, their personality, how they worked, how to make them, how they ticked. He knew how to extract a lot out of certain players. He was a guy the players liked. I think that not having him available as an associate or an assistant coach is a big loss for the organization. Absolutely. I understand why he's doing what he's doing, and I'm certainly happy for him. He deserves to go and do what he wants to do and to have the opportunity that he wants. I can't help but think that maybe a couple years coaching next to Todd McClellan on a team that's really up and coming and going to be in the spotlight in the next few years, I think he could have got there anyways, and maybe quicker even, who knows. But he's got to do what he's got to do. And if this is the way he feels it's going to get him where he wants to go, then you have to respect that. But I don't think it would have been a terrible idea to stick around either. And, you know, be a coach on this team next to that guy would have been a great situation. But Tough to hang around an organization that's passed over that many times.
Yeah, that's exactly, I think, what it comes down to. I think sometimes you just have to say, you know what, I want to go where I'm wanted, and I feel that I'm going to have an opportunity. And the other thing is, he's going to a Detroit organization, Ryan, that has historically given the AHL coach good players and good teams to work on. And trust me, that will pad your resume more than anything else, because winning and having success at the AHL level is what's going to get you a head coaching job.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's not going to be... He's not, well, we'll see how it goes with Blashill, but there's not going to be a natural progression to a head coaching job with the Detroit Red Wings unless something happens with Blashill in the next year or two, right? So they just brought this guy up. They nurtured him. They developed him. They've got him up with the NHL team. I think it'll take a lot for them to just fire that guy. And then if they do fire that guy, do you think they're bringing up an American League coach again? So the one change is that it's the same with Edmonton. I mean, he wasn't going to get the head job here anytime soon either. So he had to move on, and I get it. I can't help but wonder being an assistant or an associate coach on a team that's having success in developing young players, and he builds a reputation for having a great relationship with young players and is right in the spotlight, if that might have gotten him there just as fast, but we'll see. I think he's going to be a head coach again in the National Hockey League. He has to go with his gut and which way is the fastest or the best way to get there.
Ryan Rashog joins us in the Rashog Report, brought to you by Belvan Construction. We were talking for fun, spitballing other buyout potentials. You know, the LA Kings, it would be a rather hefty one. Richards has 5 years left on his deal. He's owed $22 million. Everybody knows about the LA Kings and their situation. Another guy, people are wondering about in Buffalo, Cody Hodgson's been an absolute dud. Like, Look at the last two. I'm not sure there's been guys who have signed for more than $4.5 million who have produced as little as free agents as Ville Leino and then Cody Hodgson did in Buffalo. Like, I wonder, is their owner going to want to bite the bullet again? Because he's still got, Hodgson has 4 years left, and he's owed, by my math, $19 million.
Isn't that horrendous?
No. Yeah,
can you imagine just having that hanging on your cap? The problem with Hodgson is he can't skate. I mean, he is not a fast enough player, and he's not a smart enough player to make up for it. So this is, I remember covering a World Juniors where, is he going to be available? Is he not? And holy smokes, and the best player in junior. And I mean, this guy was very highly touted when he was younger, and it just never worked out for him. And I don't know if I remember I was filling in for you one summer on your show when we had Rich Winter on, and he talked about how Cody Hodgson had Claude Lemieux as like a personal coach, a personal skills coach, and how he worked with him all summer and training, and that's all good and everything, but how he did video as well, and how Rich said he was hoping and expecting the Canucks would play along and allow Claude to be part of all his video sessions, and that, allowing him to be part of the process, his own personal coach. I remember hearing that and thinking, holy smokes, that's going to be interesting with the Canucks, with Vigneault and the Canucks. It's gone wrong for him from the beginning, from the injury to the way it was handled, to the way he reacted to it being handled, to the trade, to not improving the things that he needed to improve, his foot speed and such. And now they've got this guy that's $4.25 million. The thing about him is he's still so young, right? He's 25 years old.
Which means then he's a one-third buyout, actually not two-thirds, so that only costs him 6.7 instead of 13.
Yeah, I might give him one more year. I mean, it's not like they're going to... The issue is he's a center, right? They've got Sam Reinhart coming. They'll have Jack Eichel. Could he be a really good third-line center or a decent third-line center? He's got a lot of work to do between now and becoming that. And at $4.25 million, that's pretty heavy for that position.
Schroger, we will chat with you tomorrow, and we'll see. Will the Oilers have a buyout by then? Probably not, but we can hope.
Yeah, I would guess not.
We can hope.
I would guess not.
All right, man.